How do you know that you're getting fitter and stronger and healthier? There's lots of experts in the area and there's lots of people that have an opinion on, yes, you should weigh yourself and you should measure yourself and you should test your body fat and what's your BMI, your body mass index, and you should be this tall for this height and this weight. And there's all sorts of things going on about being healthy, fit and strong and how to test and measure. But how are you going to do it? How will you know specifically? For example, you might go and get your body fat tested and somebody says to you, you're 17% body fat and you should be less. But you might look in the mirror and you're really happy with that body fat percentage. Or somebody might say to you, you're 10% body fat, but you're not happy with that body fat percentage. And what if they don't even know how to test properly, which is, by the way, one of the big challenges with body fat testing, is that it's really inaccurate. And ideally, you'd get it done by exactly the same person on exactly the same day at exactly the same time of every week. And even then, really unlikely to be accurate. What if you just looked in the mirror and you liked the way you looked? Could that be a way? What about weight? If you weigh yourself, you remember you're weighing your hair and your skin and your nails and your blood and the water in your body and your bones and your heart and your lungs, and they all weigh stuff. So one way you could lose weight, by the way, is to chop your leg off. You'd have instant weight loss. However, you need your little leg to walk around on. It's really important, which is what happens when you start to lose weight. You don't really know what weight it is that you're losing, and it might be that you want to lose fat weight, but you might be losing muscle weight or fluid. So yes, you weigh less on the scales, but it's not really healthy the weight that you're losing, and it's not really the wobbly stuff that you're losing. So maybe you don't want to weigh your weight, you want to check how much your weight is wobbling. How's that? What about healthy? How do you know? The doctors will probably tell you that you want to have a good resting heart rate, you want to have a regular blood pressure, you want to have good blood sugar levels, you want to have good cholesterol levels, and you want to have a heart rate that's normal. However, what if you feel yucky and all of those things are as they should be? Or what about the opposite? What if all those things aren't as they should be, but you still feel great? And how you feel is a really good measurement of what's going on with you. So how would you know? What's the best way to find out for you personally? How do I know I'm getting fitter, stronger, and healthier? And how about this? Here's some simple tests, just some suggestions that might be helpful. Here's a good one. A scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10 even of how do I feel today? So 0 might be I feel terrible, I feel sick, and 10 might be I feel fantastic and awesome and amazing and remarkable, whatever word that you use to describe how you are in peak physical condition. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll say to yourself, okay, what am I today? Now, if you're the ultimate optimist, you might say, oh, I'm a 10. And you might not be, but you do everything you have to do to get yourself there. And one of the ways of doing that is telling yourself that you're a 10, not a 5. You might be a realist and you say, I'm a 5. However, the rating is not what's important. It's the solution to getting you to a 10 that's the most important. So, okay, I've discovered that I'm feeling about a 5 today, but what do I have to do to get myself feeling 10? Do I have to exercise? Do I need to take a shower? Do I need to put on some nice clothes? Do I need to watch a funny movie? Do I need to tell some jokes? Do I need to listen to some great music? Do I need to play with my puppy dog? What do I need to do to make sure that I go from a 5 to a 10 really quickly? So just a simple scale. What about healthy? What if 0 was I'm sick all the time and I pick up every germ and I pick up every virus and I always have a cold when it's winter time versus I never get sick and I always feel fantastic? Now, one of the things about scales is that you can decide how you're going to feel and push yourself up the scale as quickly as possible. So if you tell yourself you're going to get a flu when it's winter, you probably will. And if you tell yourself that you're sick, you'll probably feel sick. But if you give yourself a rating and say, okay, I never get sick, I'm a 10, and then you talk about how healthy you are all the time, and then you do all the things required to make sure that you are healthy, that may work out for you. So what if you then took the action of eating healthy food, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, fiber, get rid of the junk out of your body, put good stuff in, and make sure that your body's got everything in there to fight all the germs and all the viruses and all the things that make you feel unwell? What if you had a greater immune system. So if you had a healthy eating plan, so you ate most of the stuff that you eat comes out of the ground, but you also had a healthy eating plan in regards to not restricting the things that you love to eat and having a great attitude about the food that you eat, that scale of 0 to 10 might be easy for you to manipulate so that you're feeling 10 on a real regular basis. So 0 is I feel sick all the time and I get sick all the time, and 10 is I never get sick and I always feel fantastic. What about fat? What if you just went into the privacy of your own bedroom, took your clothes off and jumped in front of the mirror? Now, unless you're a bloke, and of course if you are, there'll be things or a few things that wobble, but the stuff that sits between your muscle and your skin, that's called fat, and that will wobble around if you've got a large amount of it. All you need to do is decide what you're prepared to put up with or what you're happy with or what you like to see when you look in the mirror when you jump up and down. So I'm not talking about putting on good lighting and some beautiful clothes and holding your tummy in tight. I'm talking about the truth. Get naked in front of the mirror and jump around and see what happens, and then decide whether or not you're happy with the number of wobbly bits you've got on your body or whether you want to have less. So then the other great thing to say is, all right, 5 words to describe how I would like to feel every day. So it might be lean, fit, strong, healthy, happy, energetic. You pick the words, of course. Then in 3 months' time, 6 months' time, 12 months' time, depending on your exercise program, your eating plan, and what you've decided to do, you just ask yourself, okay, this is how I wanted to feel in 3 months' time. These are the words I wanted to use to describe how I'm feeling. Do I feel that way? So now you've got a measurement which says back then on the 3rd of the 3rd, whatever year, I felt like this, and I wanted to feel like this, and I do. So now you've got a test and a measure that you have improved the way you feel. You could do that with the way you look. Be careful with body fat testing. As I shared, it's very inaccurate. Be careful with measurements. Also very inaccurate. And people that want you to be smaller will often measure you smaller. So maybe the better thing to do would be to pick an article of clothing that you want to keep wearing. So it's stylish and it's good quality and you want to wear it for the rest of your life. Pick that article of clothing. Try it on at the same time every week on the same day, in the privacy of your own bedroom. If it's too tight, you obviously need to move more, eat less. And if that article of clothing fits you, you're obviously doing great. And depending, if it's too loose, sometimes you might put on that article of clothing and it zips up really easy or it seems looser than before. You might be really excited about that. As a woman, just be careful. It's a bit like a swimming pool. There's a shallow end and a deep end. In a woman, we have a face and we have a bottom. And you don't want to be sacrificing how fantastic the shallow end looks, how young and fresh and energetic that would be your face, so that you can have a very shallow deep end. Often when you lose a lot of weight off the lower part of your body, you might lose too much off your face and you start looking a little old. So be careful with that article of clothing. If it starts to look a little loose or feel a little loose, it might be that you're starting to look a little older. So that's something, of course, that you get to choose. And the beautiful thing about all of these simple tests is that nobody has to do them to you. You don't have to be weighed. You don't have to be measured. You don't have to be pinched. You don't have to get your fat squeezed. You don't have to have somebody tell you you're 25% body fat or you're overweight or you need to lose weight or your measurements are too big or your BMI is too high. You decide how you want to feel. So how about this? 0 to 10, I feel fantastic versus I feel terrible. 0 to 10, I'm really healthy. 10 being super healthy, never get sick. Jump in front of the mirror. If you've got wobbly bits, you might want to decide how many of those you're prepared to put up with and whether you want to have any at all. Pick an article of clothing. And just as a quick one, particularly for women, just because it zips doesn't mean it fits. So you want to have an article of clothing that you look and feel good wearing. Pick some words that you want to describe how you're feeling and always aim to feel that way. And then the last two would be fitter and stronger. How do you know that you're getting fitter and stronger? And again, that's really easy because it's got to be what you are going to be fit for and what you want to be strong for. So if you want to lift your own body weight 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, that's easy. If you can only lift your body weight once today, say in a push-up or a chin-up, and next week you can lift yourself 5 times, or the week after you can lift yourself 10 times, you obviously know that you're getting stronger. If you can normally lift 10 kilos and next time you lift 12, you've obviously gotten stronger. If you want to get stronger, you have to overload your muscles. So be aware of that to show yourself, not anybody else, because it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. If you want to get stronger, you just have to lift heavier every time you go and lift something heavy because muscles respond to overload and that way you'll know you're getting stronger. So simple. If you can do one push-up and next time you can do two, next time you can do five, next time you can do 10, you're obviously getting stronger. That's a simple one. Fit is the same. Fit for what? If you want to be fit to run 5 kilometers, you obviously, and you can't run 5 kilometers because you're too puffed or too tired or too sore, then you just build up slowly. And when you can run 5 kilometers, you're obviously fit enough to run 5 kilometers. If you want to test that very specifically, perhaps pick a treadmill or a bike or a rowing machine where you can test the numbers. And there's often 3 things on a piece of cardiovascular equipment that you can test. You can test how far you went, how fast you went, and how many calories you burnt. Now, none of those are accurate, by the way. But if you test at the same time, at the same place, on the same day every week, you'll get a really accurate increase of whether or not you're getting fitter. So let's say you pick 5 minutes. How far did you go in 5 minutes? How fast did you go in 5 minutes? How many calories did you burn in 5 minutes? And next time, if you do, you go further and you go faster and you burn more calories according to the machine in 5 minutes, then you've obviously gotten fitter. So that's where those red numbers can be really exciting because they'll share with you, hey, you're getting fitter. If you can lift heavier weight, hey, you're getting stronger. And it might be that you lift a heavier bucket of sand or a bigger log or a larger child that will tell you that you're getting stronger. So the simple tests, how do you feel? How healthy are you? How much do you wobble? Do your clothes fit you? Fit for what and strong for what? When you've got all of those things happening, you'll be able to tell yourself. You won't need somebody else to tell you that you've got too much wobble or too much size or too much weight or you're not fit enough or not strong enough, because you'll know yourself. If you've got words to describe, I feel fantastic, and you really do, then you know that you are getting fitter and healthier and stronger. And here's the important thing, maintain that for a lifetime so that there'll be no more before and after photos. This will be me at 50, and this is me at 60, and me at 70, and me at 80, and me at 90, and me at 100. And look at me, I'm fit and healthy and strong, and I feel fantastic.